When will I turn away from sin's yard? When will I, oh Lord, from good yard?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we have a few more major sins that have been quoted in the books and in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that we want to discuss and highlight so that we can learn and inshallah azza wa jal try to keep ourselves and other people away from these major sins. Remember, my dear Islamic brothers, keeping away from a major sin is very, very important, because committing a major sin and making a habit of that can endanger our iman. And this is why the scholars, they say that for a person to learn about the knowledge of the major sins is farz. Because without having the knowledge of these major sins, how can someone save themselves? How can we know that this is a major sin? And how can, you know, we try to save ourselves when we don't even know what is the danger? You know, if you have an enemy and you don't know who your enemy is, who you're going to fight? So in the same way, if we know what are the major signs or major sins, then we can keep away from them. Or else what will happen? A person, he will think that, you know, this is nothing, it's only a little minor sin. You know, and then he'll keep on, he'll make a habit of committing these sins again and again, and that could sadly destroy his iman. So as Muslims, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we need to save our iman. And remember what Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. So the shaitan is our open enemy. And what does the shaitan want? The shaitan, he wants to destroy our iman. The shaitan will put a person into the habit of committing these major sins until that person one day, ma'az Allah, will destroy his iman. And it's very, very important, my dear Islam brothers. And if we are the, you know, the leaders and the fathers and the mothers who are watching this, please take these things seriously. Because if we do not know ourselves what the major sins are, how are we going to save our children? How are we going to save our neighbors, our other community members? As a Muslim, they have rights over us as well. In the same way that I need to save my iman, I need to worry about their iman as well. And this is a sign of a true believer. That a true believer is he who will safeguard his own iman, and he will safeguard the iman of other Muslims as well. So inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, before we go and talk about these major sins today, let's go through the blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Sunnat, Shaykh Tariqat, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, may his shadow remain upon us, in his booklet, The Respect of a Muslim, Amir al-Sunnat, he quotes a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith number 484. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who will have recited the most salat upon me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's go through one of the major sins that have been mentioned, and inshallah azza wa jal, the reason again I say that we need to remember and talk about these major sins is that we try to keep away from these. The major sin that we're going to start off with is rebellion and transgressors. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith that indeed Allah Azza wa Jal has sent a revelation. On that you should respect each other until no one is unjust and does not transgress and does not boast over one another. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned that a goat that hits another goat in this world, the other goat will take revenge on the day of judgment until they will be finished, they will be destroyed. Any animals will not enter paradise. Only a few that have been mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But that just tells you how important it is that we don't cross our limits. We don't be rebellious against other people. We don't be rebellious against our own Muslim people. And as we know, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, many people have come to this world. You know, these people, they thought that they will take over the land. They will oppress the people. You know, they will go. They went beyond the limits. And what happened at the end? They were destroyed. And you will not be able to find a sign of these people in the world. Only a few that Allah Ta'ala has made them as a sign. Like the Pharaoh, the Fir'aun. Allah Ta'ala has made him a sign that look at him, the Pharaoh, the Fir'aun, who said to himself that he is Allah the Creator, ma'azallah. And he oppressed people. He oppressed the Bani Israel. And he went against the prophets of Allah, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. At the end, what happened to Fir'aun? He was drowned in the river Nile with his army. In the same way, my dear Islamic brothers, we should all remember that it's not that we can oppress as much as we want, there's no one to ask us. We might be living in a society where there is no one. No one bothers what happens. You know, we keep on oppressing people. This happens quite often when a person is in a higher position or he has wealth and he thinks that he'll never be able to get caught. He can do whatever he wants. But remember, my dear Islamic brothers, if there is no one to catch us out in this world, Allah Ta'ala is always aware and Allah Ta'ala is watching us. We are destined to die one day. Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Death will come to us. No matter what happens, no matter what cruelty we can do in this world, no matter how many people we oppress, no matter how we oppress, and no matter how unjust we are on the people in this world, yet remember, no one will be able to catch you out in this world. But when you are inside the grave, and then all these actions are mentioned, and especially on the day of judgment, when we will be standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, just imagine, how will we be able to answer the questions on the day of judgment? How did you live your life? What am I going to say how I lived my life? I lived my life that I was a rich person, that I was a person in power, and these are all the things I've been doing. I've been oppressing people. I've been taking people's properties, people's land. I've been unjust to many people. I've swore at someone. You know, minor little sins, they will have a weight on the day of judgment. And that will be the time when we will cry and we will look for someone to help us. But there will be no one to help you. No one, absolutely no one to help you on the day of judgment. People commit crimes in this world. They have people backing them. Maybe they are backing them through their powers or they are backing them through their wealth. But remember, people can help us in this world. If I'm locked up in the prison, I can ring up someone and they can take me out. If I do something wrong, I've got friends. I know people in authority. I know people in so-and-so departments will be able to help me. But remember, my dear Islamic brothers, on the day of judgment, there will be no other authority apart from the authority of Allah Azza wa Jal. And apart from the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the beginning, there will be no other intercessor. We've been committing zulm, injustice on the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Do you think that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be happy? Do you think the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be proud of us? No. So now is the time that we think to ourselves that I need to prepare for the near next life. In another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that there is no sin worthy of punishment in the hereafter than transgression and not being kind, but Allah will soon punish him in the world. Yani a person who commits a crime against any Muslim, that person will not die until Allah Azza wa Jal has punished him inside the world. And then just imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, on the day of judgment, you know, because we will be held back for the sins that we've committed, the atrocities, the zulm that we have been doing on the people, and we are kept behind. And then the punishment will start. And as the ulama, they say that a person who is not kind to another person, that person will have to answer why he did all these things. Now if someone does something wrong, and then you ask him, you know, just imagine someone has done something wrong, he's broken the law, and you are taken to court, and the judge is sitting in front of you. The jury have made their decision. And just imagine what that person will go through. That person, he will cry. But that jury, they made their decision. They're not going to listen to you because you were crying. They're not going to look at you. They're not going to look at, you know, your family, what's going to happen to them. They will make that decision. But the jury of this world and the court in this world is nothing compared to, my dear Islam brothers, the court of Allah Azza wa Jal on the day of judgment. And on the day of judgment, the jurors will be the kiraman katibin, the angels that have been writing the good and the bad deeds. Just imagine, these angels will not lie. And the jurors will be witnesses. There will be witnesses brought on the day of judgment. You know, people try to bring witnesses. You can bribe the witnesses. People do so many bad things to the witness. They kill the witnesses. And they get away with murder. They get away with many, many crimes. But on the day of judgment, who are you going to bribe? Are you going to bribe the kiraman katibin? The earth will be a witness. Are you going to bribe the earth? The hands will be witnesses. The tongue, the eyes, the ears, they will all be witnesses against what you have done in the world. What are we going to do on that day? There was an old woman that lived at the time of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba ikram, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is an old woman, she is not kind to her pet cat, her animal. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that she will enter the fire of hell. So my dear Islamic brothers, if you see this woman, she was a good woman, she was a pious woman. But the thing that she did wrong was that she had a pet. And she wasn't looking after that pet. Now this just tells you how Islam not only protects the life and the sanctuary of a Muslim, of a human, but look at the value that Islam gives to an animal as well. How we should be with the animals as well. Dogs, cats, it doesn't matter what that animal is, my dear Islam brothers. Especially, you know, the animals that we see around today. We need to be kind to animals as well. And he says another place where Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that his slave, he did something wrong. And he was whipping his slave. And then he heard someone. And because he was angry, he didn't hear the voice properly. So when he stopped and he looked back, it was the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, O Abu Mas'ud, know that Allah Azza wa Jal has more power over you than you have power over this slave. And he says that Sayyidina Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and he freed the slave. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we need to be kind, we need to be good, and Islam has given us a boundary. Always be within the boundary. This beautiful Sharia that we have, we and every person, we are all bound to be following the Sharia. No one is above the Sharia. Everyone is below the Shariat. And as Muslims, we need to be following the Shariat. The next major sin that we're going to talk about now is Muslims fighting with one another and calling a sinful Muslim a kafir. Now this is quite often in our communities as well, where if two Muslims, they've had a fight, and they will, you know, each other, they will start to call one another a kafir. You are a kafir, you are a munafiq, this has happened, that's happened. You know, so here, this is a major sin as well. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the one who calls a Muslim brother by, oh kafir, no doubt kufr will return to one of them. Yani, if someone calls someone else a kafir and that person is a Muslim, then kufr will return to that person who said that he was a kafir. So can you see how important it is to learn about these things? Maybe, you know, if we think really hard, has there ever been a time where I had a disagreement with another Muslim, where I had a fight with another Muslim? If that is the case, then my dear Islamic brothers, we need to understand that by calling another Muslim a kafir, this is a major sin. And you see what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, that such a person is crossing the boundaries of Shariat. And no one is above the Shariat, and no one should be allowed to cross the boundaries. So my dear Islamic brothers, the next major sin that we are going to talk about is giving pain to the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal and to have enmity towards them. Now, obviously, we don't know who a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal is. So that just tells us that if we don't know who a friend of Allah is, then we respect everyone. We respect everyone. And if someone is in that position where people respect him, people love him, and people gain guidance from him, and people respect him, and they call him a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we need to be respecting that person as well. Now remember, my dear Islamic brothers, a person, you know, we are all humans. End of the day, we can commit sins. And in the same way, especially, we shouldn't be having any hatred for a normal Muslim. Never mind having hatred for a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in one of the hadith quoted in Bukhari Sharif, hadith number 6502, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has enmity towards my wali, I announced war against him. Yani, whoever has hatred against a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal, he has waged a war against Allah Azza wa Jal. And who can win a war against Allah Azza wa Jal? Allah Ta'ala has talked about these friends of Allah Azza wa Jal many, many places inside the Holy Quran. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal have no fear in this world and in the hereafter. These are the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. And even these awliya-i kiram, they are our helpers. And through the guidance and through bi-iznillah, with the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, these friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, they help the humanity, they help people. So my dear Islamic brothers, our state should be that we should respect every person. Now, a person who has the hatred of an awliya Allah, there are many, many verses. Just imagine, you know, we're talking about a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, would you be a friend of someone who is your friend's enemy? You know, as they say that my friend's enemy is my enemy. Why? Because no one wants to take a friend, a person who is his friend's enemy. In this same way, do you think that Allah Ta'ala will want to take someone as a friend, the one who has enmity and hatred and grudge against the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal? Amir al-Sunnah, he mentions in Fazan al-Sunnah one story that a person, he was walking through the streets and it was raining. And he went through a puddle of water, there was a puddle. And as he was walking, a man with his girlfriend was sitting on the footpath. And this person, he put his foot inside the water and water, it splashed out to the clothes on that woman. and her clothes got dirty. And this man, out of anger and rage, he went and he slapped this person. And this person, he put his head down and he walked away. Now this man who slapped him, he went on top of the house and he slipped from the staircase and he died. Now when this fakir, he came back, and people, they said to him that, did you curse this person? And you made baddua for him, therefore he fell and he died. The fakir, he says that, by Allah, I did not make baddua for this person. In reality, what happened is that when I was walking and I stepped in the water and splashes of water came onto his girlfriend's clothing, he became enraged, he became angry, and he slapped me. And when he slapped me, my friend Allah Azza wa Jal became angry on him and he made him slip and he died. So this is a revenge from Allah Azza wa Jal. And as we hear the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever has enmity, hatred for my friend, I wage a war against that person. So we need to be really, really careful. A faqir, someone, he might be wearing tatty clothes, torn clothes, and we might not even think of this person as being anything in the world. He might not have a status, people might not know him, people might be making fun out of this person. But in reality, my dear Islam brothers, this person with tatty clothing, this person that no one even respects, no one knows what state he has in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. No one knows what his rank will be in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. A wali Allah, it doesn't mean that a wali Allah is someone, you know, with beautiful posh clothing that he is a wali Allah. Allah Ta'ala knows best. But someone who is wearing torn clothes, someone who is wearing tatty clothes, his hair is all over the place. That is what the scholars, they say, that a wali Allah can be someone that he's not even known in the community. No one knows him. And then when he dies, no one will even read his janazah. When he falls ill, no one will even go to see him. Anything happens to him, no one will go and inquire about him. But yet, he is a friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we hear about these such awliya-i kiram. And these awliya-i kiram, their status is mentioned in the Quran. Their status is mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And this major sin of giving pain to these awliya Allah. So we need to be really, really careful that when we see someone, especially someone who is religiously minded, someone, alhamdulillah, who has status in the community. You know, it doesn't really mean that he may be a wali Allah, but we need to be respecting that person. But sadly today what happens? Someone we see with a beard, someone we see with an imamah, someone we see with religious clothing, with a beard on his face, people, they don't respect that person. People will, you know, don't want to be friends with him. Why? The reason is that, oh, he's going to take us to the masjid. He's going to take us to the masjid for namaz. You know, he's going to come. You know, Amir al-Sunnah, he says in his own words that he's going to take us on the Madani Kafila. He's going to invite us for the Ijtima. But all these things, are they all bad things? He's inviting you to the masjid. Is that something wrong? He's inviting you to go on the Kafila, on the Madani Kafila. Is that something bad? It's not, is it? He is inviting you towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And who will come to your house? You know, people come and knock on our doors. Madani Kafila, Dawat Islami, have ilaqai dora. People will come, the Muballigheen, they will come to your door. They will invite you towards the masjid. You know, they're doing it for ourselves. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, these few major sins that we've learned today, please try to keep away from them. Try to educate other people as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His blessings and mercy upon us. And may Allah Ta'ala keep us all away from these major sins and safeguard our iman at the time of death. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Alayhi wa Sallam.